In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It is about time, man.
Right?
Wow.
206?
I didn't ask you what time it was. Hello, I said, Samuel. It's about time.
You tall drink of water? Where have you been?
Hello!
Where have you both been?
We're back!
I'm the only constant.
Well, we're back.
It's great to have the band back together.
Constant or incontinent?
Incompetent. I said incompetent.
Depends on the time of the day.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
Anyway, good to have the band back together. Hello, everybody.
It's so good to be back together.
Nice and snowy outside. Oh, finally feels like winter.
Welcome home. We're all going
to
die.
I was out trying to give myself a heart attack this morning. I was shoveling the sidewalks and the driveway.
I thought we talked about this.
So we did talk about this, but let me explain something to you. So I can't believe I'm telling this story. Last night at about 8:30, I'm on the phone with a good friend. We're just talking, and the doorbell rings. Well, you know what that means in my house. Everybody to the floor.
Right.
Then I come out. I was in the study talking to my friend, and I said to T, I go, was that the doorbell? And she goes, yeah. And then there's this aggressive knock on the door.
Yeah.
And I mean aggressive. And nobody's answering the door. I think they knew we were in the house. Lights were on.
Yeah.
TV was on.
They're waiting you out.
And I kind of do the little peek around the corner of the window, and there's a big white truck in my driveway.
Uh-oh.
I know. Then there's another ring on the doorbell. So now we've got two doorbell rings and one aggressive knock.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at T, and I go, what is going on? Then there's another aggressive knock on the door.
Yeah.
And I looked at T and I go, I'm not kidding you. This is how paranoid I get. I go get the 9mm.
Oh, come on. Scott Parks.
I swear to God.
We're going in.
What did they want?
We don't know. But after we had time to think it over, and I told my friend, I'm like, I'm gonna have to call you back. He goes, I heard 9mm. And I go, I'll call you back. We think they were in the neighborhood soliciting to shovel driveways.
Of course.
But it was 8:30 at night, and these knocks were aggressive.
Oh, 8:30 at night, all bets are off. I would say no to the 8:30 at night.
That's what I mean.
That's
odd. And when I say the knocks were aggressive, it was like this.
Right.
And I'm sorry about that. Boy, that vibrated. Yep,
that was aggressive,
badly.
Actually.
That's how they were knocking on the door. Dogs going crazy. I'm thinking, who is this and why are they so persistent?
It's
so
pitch black
the
outside.
The moral of the story, honestly, after you just took us to Branson, is you have no idea what they wanted, so you shoveled snow this morning?
First of all, I didn't take you to Branson. That trip was worth it. And yes, I shoveled snow this morning.
The incident of sudden heart attack spikes some 16% in men of a certain age when it snows, particularly if it's a larger storm. It leads to a 34% rise in deaths.
By certain age, do you mean AARP candidates?
Yep. In one study on men, the average shovelful weighs, you want to guess?
20 pounds.
16 pounds. That's 16 pounds per shovel, 12 lifts a minute for 10 minutes. Basically, that adds up, Scott, to almost 2,000 pounds, the weight of a subcompact SUV.
Sounds like a good workout to me.
A shoveler's
exactly,
heart rate
like trip to the gym.
Increases up to 97% of his maximum heart rate, more than when the same person does a treadmill test at the same maximum exertion. Because with the snow, you have the weight, the exertion. Most men who have maybe been sedentary up to this point, they're like, I'm going to go shovel. It's a perfect storm of stop doing that.
It's also a higher stress time because it's the holiday season. How am I going to pay for the gifts this
year? You've been drinking. Listen, if you grew up listening to Duran Duran, it's over. Stop shoveling snow.
No respectable man grew up listening to Duran Duran.
You know what I'm saying.
If you grew up listening to Prince or Poison, you probably don't need to be shoveling snow in your driveway.
Anyone 45 to 50 or older with known or hidden heart disease, especially people who are habitually sedentary, the activity is, quote, extremely dangerous. That's from a cardiologist.
See, I got up yesterday and I put on all my snow gear. I got out to the garage ready to shovel the driveway, and then it dawned on me.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't have a snow shovel.
Oh. Sounds like someone needs to go to Strasser Hardware.
So I was getting ready to go to the hardware store, but I thought to myself, no point in going now. Why would I shovel before it stops snowing? Fun fact, if it snows all day, by 5 p.m., all of the hardware stores around you are out of shovels.
Is there a safer way to clear your driveway? Yes. Bullet point number one, pay the neighbor kid.
Answer the door.
Pay the neighbor kid is number one. Number two, push, don't lift.
That's what I do. I'm a snow pusher.
Okay.
So, you know, it had already somewhat melted this morning, and so I would just get out, push it, and I wasn't a heaver today.
Bullet point number four, avoid heavy meals, smoking, or alcohol before and after shoveling.
Wasn't a problem.
And if you have pain or discomfort anywhere from the belly button up, stop.
More than normal?
Right? I mean, none of us getting any
younger.
You talking
about drinking, or are you talking about the pain north of the belly button?
I'm not pointing to any of those in particular.
Any heavy snow over 7 inches is linked to much higher odds of men having heart attacks.
Yeah.
Now, I think because statistically it's mostly men that are shoveling.
That's right. That's exactly
not right. That I wouldn't shovel, which, by the way, I just have to say, my man came and shoveled a path from the front door downstairs to the sidewalk so that we could get out of here last night. Mm-hmm. And then while he was at it, shoveled around Scott's car because he said, you know, his knees aren't good and I'm afraid he's going to slip and fall and die. And then that's more work for me.
So I, it's all about you.
Uh-huh.
I ended up leaving last night and the snowplow guy was already in the parking lot, and you know, he's going crazy. I mean, he's speeding through the parking lot.
He's with the big old blade.
He's got places to be, people to see. And he's almost done with the parking lot when I walk out last night. And I get to my car, and there were like three of us that had parked next to each other. Obviously, he can't plow between the cars and stuff like that. And as I get to my car, I notice that somebody has used a shovel to carve a path to my driver's side door. And I thought it was the guy who was plowing the parking lot last night.
So did I.
And I looked over at him and I literally said out loud, I go, how nice of you. Now, he didn't hear me. He couldn't have heard me. He was into the plow.
Right.
But I just looked over and I go, how nice of you.
Thank you.
I did not realize that was Johnny. So when you get home tonight, please tell him I said thank you.
I will.
That was very kind.
I wouldn't even have known it, but he did run into our boss and he said, hey, I just want to let you know.
I'm not crazy.
I'm not. If Roxanne says anything that there was a strange guy with a shovel out there, mm-hmm. I didn't even know we had a shovel. Sam, I'm with you.
Well, it's my first year in a house, and yeah. I have like a metal shovel because I had to dig the cars out at the apartment complex every once in a while, but I am not putting a metal shovel on my concrete driveway.
How about we all just pay the neighbor kid?
I am the neighbor kid.
Well, and for everybody on the text line who is saying, Scott, why don't you do what normal people do and answer the door? When somebody is aggressively knocking on your door at 8:30 at night, no.
I'm with you, Scott, on that. I'm telling you, I think you are paranoid sometimes.
I can be.
We're all a little crazy on this show, but I do believe at 8:30, there is no reason to aggressively knock unless it's the fire department or the police department, and there is some sort of emergent situation.
And I need to remind you, it was the doorbell, then the aggressive knock, then the doorbell again, then the aggressive knock.
See, that says to me, your house is on fire. Like when it's something that's aggressive like that, because mm-hmm. I've had one friend survive a house fire and it was a big burly guy at the door that was boom, 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 boom. And they too thought they were about to be murdered. And then he started screaming, get out, your house is on fire.
Nobody screamed anything.
Yeah, very sus.
Mm-hmm. And so hence the tea. Go get the 9mm.
Okay, I don't know that we need to do that.
From the text line, if you ain't drinking and smoking while you're shoveling, what are you even doing?
What are you even doing?
There's an RV, Clark.
Yeehaw!
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.